People seeking shelter at the Wavy facility live in close proximity with each other, and staff have to move in and out of the building. Christina Simmons is Wavy's development director. She says they're following CDC recommendations and practicing social distancing so they can continue to help people who are in crisis regardless of the pandemic.
Internally, we have limited foot traffic in and out as far as the type of donations we're taking. We have a limited list that we post on our Facebook page and our Instagram weekly. We're asking people to come to the back door, and then a staff member will greet you to graciously accept that donation. We are also wiping down the shelter, sanitizing 3 times a day, all the doors, highly used areas. So our advocates have been extremely busy just making sure that everything is clean and sanitized, and then also educating our clients.
Simmons says the nonprofit is changing its guidelines to keep up with new CDC recommendations. They're discussing long-term plans for the facility to handle the virus.
People are in the same home, and you have people, they may be laid off or furloughed, and that stress, it's not an excuse for abuse, but it does fuel that anger and tension. And then when anger and tension rises in the home where you feel isolated, we can see an increase in violence and in need for services. So it's almost like a domino effect. So again, it's just something we're preparing for. I'm not saying that it will happen, but it's a potential.
Simmons says Wavy is discussing how to ensure placement for current and incoming victims as the pandemic continues. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Trina Lockett in Rapid City.